Nick, I know people who've lived with some shocking housemates over the years.
So I'm one of them.
Sure. Oh, you're the shocking housemate.
No, I am not.
And I think we all know the type. Yeah. They eat your food. Yeah. They steal your things.
Yeah.
They leave the kitchen in a filthy state.
They don't clean the toilet seat.
They're late with the rent.
Yeah.
They throw random parties on weeknights, which
results in
your PlayStation getting nicked.
I don't mind that.
I think some people have had bad experiences here. They are basically total losers, and they're not the sort of people you want to share a home with.
Mm.
But you know what? It doesn't have to be that way.
No.
Not in 2017. There are tools and platforms which allow you to vet your potential housemates and even do basic background checks. Steve Macris is the founder of Real Estate Tube, a website which enables you to post videos of your share house and view videos of possible housemates.
Hmm.
And Steve joins us now on Talking Technology. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Very well, mate. It's kind of almost part and parcel with share houses, isn't it? The dodgy housemate. Everyone has to have a story, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Goes back through millennia.
There's been books written about it. You know, The Man Who Died with a Falafel in His Hand by John Birmingham. That's hilarious.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think the issue is you guys recommend doing potential background checks on potential housemates. Are there web-based services that allow you to legally do background checks? I mean, are there ways to, you know, Google people and or pay for a background check of someone?
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, it's very normal and it's accessible to all the public. One of the major ones, and there's quite a few out there, one is tenancycheck.com.au. Mm-hmm. It's run by VEDA, and from memory, you can do a background check on a tenant for as little as $25. So it's negligible for the information they provide.
Worth the while for the potential damages it might be caused if they're no good. So what sort of information would you normally try and learn from some sort of background check or reference check? What would you hope to be finding out about someone in those early stages of checking on them?
Well, basically, you get an idea if they've been blacklisted, and you know the more comprehensive companies that do the checks will sort of give you an indication if they've damaged the property or been very bad payers, and you know it's a lot of information you get for a little bit of money, but also you know these days with a more holistic approach is just. Mm. Using social media,
that's a good point, isn't it? I mean, if you either Google stalked them or Facebook stalked them or asked them for their social media accounts in the application, you could learn a lot about someone by looking at the kind of things they post, couldn't you?
Yeah,
common practice,
right?
And a lot of the HR companies now, basically depend on that. They look at people's just Facebook or Instagram, and it gives them a quick snapshot and an idea of what to expect.
So, and then before we talk about your product, in terms of, recruiting or finding a new housemate, is the good old-fashioned questionnaire still a useful thing? I mean, trying to just learn as much about someone for basically to choose someone, let alone to vet them?
Absolutely. I mean, the old questionnaire really, helps with everything. I mean, not just sort of finding a housemate. I mean, and I don't want to sort of draw parallels, but when people are going on dating sites, straight away it's the questionnaire. So tell us a bit about yourself.
And that's the best way to start that process. So tell us about your product then, Real Estate Tube. When did this kick off for you?
So originally Real Estate Tube started back in about 2013, and what happened was I was an estate agent dealing with a lot of international overseas buyers looking at investing in Australia. And because of the language barriers and all the other difficulties, I found, back in the day, using my mobile device just to take little short videos of the property that I wanted to, advertise to them. Broke down a lot of barriers, and I would just email it. And then I thought, wow, this is fantastic.
Right. And so what you've done is take that to an open platform and built a place where people can take videos of their properties they're trying to get housemates in, and then what, do you hope that housemates will film a little video of themselves introducing themselves?
Absolutely. So what we wanted to do was make it a very seamless process where, wasn't convoluted, where they can just use their, download our free app, use their mobile device, be able to, shoot a quick video, edit it, and upload it within minutes.
Great idea. I'm looking at it now. Got some images of people. They've made short films about themselves, really, telling their story, and then it lists how much they're prepared to pay, for example. It's very good.
And Steve, have you done research to suggest that there's, I don't know, some form of, not attraction is probably the wrong word, but benefit that comes from utilising video in this sense? I remember we spoke many months ago about a company launching a job website that allowed you to just, you know, basically apply via video. Do you think it's more relatable?
Yeah, it is. Look, video is king. Basically, it's the trump card. No pun intended to Trump. Yeah. Like,
no, it doesn't deserve one.
Search engines today love video content.
Yeah.
I mean, YouTube being the number two search engine in the world, owned by Google, which is the number one. And, you know, video pages send a strong indicator of relevance, you know. So to search engines like Google, you know, every social media platform at the moment has realised the importance. You just got to look at Facebook, Insta and Snap.
Yeah. Videos everywhere. And so do you encourage people on this platform to, as the applicants, to post a video for every property or just have one video of their profile and just utilise that for every application they make?
Well, basically, our platform really strongly pushes and encourages video. We don't want sort of static shots because then you can get, you know, people that are sort of putting up photos that are not of themselves. I mean, it's very hard to fake a video.
Yeah, right.
So we really encourage video. I mean, you just, it takes away. I mean, you've heard of all these horror stories with, you know, I don't want to mention other sites where, you know, people have scraped their site and, you know, you know, put fake images or fake details. Yeah. You can't do that with...
And that would be why a video for every application would make it even more unique. You know, you could, is it possible to submit a video for each share house you're applying for so that you can say, I looked at your video and I saw this and I, you know, I like that area. You know, you can actually be very specific about it, or is it really just a profile thing?
No. They can do that as well. But even if they just send their profile, you know, to a potential house share, I mean, the house share will get an idea of the character of the person. You know, it's very hard to sort of fake yourself unless you're a really good actor. But the whole idea is just so you can get an idea of, you know, who is this person? Are they real? Et cetera, et cetera. And then later on you can follow up with you know, a meeting, and that could be via FaceTime, Skype, and then you can sort of put the video with the real person together.
So, you know, we ask this often of people who have got a great idea and are trying to, you know, create a business. What's the business model? How do you charge? How do you make money from providing this great service?
Okay, so basically in the first stage of our rollout, I mean, Real Estate Tube is not essentially just going to be housemate, house share. We'd like to incorporate down the track people that want to DIY, they sell their own homes and businesses.
Right, yep.
But in the first instance, what we intend to do is provide a free service to housemates and house share. And we have done key strategic partnerships with other service providers. For argument's sake, let's say they want a furniture removalist or, you know, a cleaner or whatever. And, you know, we get a little small referral fee if they decide to use that service.
It's all about critical mass, isn't it? Once you get a large number of people, Steve, then you can start amplifying other people's products and hopefully not have to charge the individuals. It's a very, not an uncommon way to approach the internet. And obviously, you know, I spoke earlier in the week about, I think it might have been the end of last week, about Snapchat, and their prospectus actually says we may never make money. And that's just, you think, how does that happen?
Well, but look, with us, we've looked at, you know, our business model, and obviously Real Estate Tube, being a global brand, we have it registered and trademarked in over 100 countries, which in fact were probably the,
wow,
the most self-descriptive protected name in the world at the moment. Like,
wow,
not only are we a .com, where, example, the you know, the two major duopoly here in Australia are not .coms, they're .com.au's, you know, we're looking at critical mass.
Hmm. Well, it's a fascinating product. Obviously, you've been around for a little while, and then, you know, we can see on the website, realestatetube.com, there are real people there posting messages saying, as Nick said, how much they're willing to pay and where they're looking. It's a great way of connecting people. And if people have got a room to let, maybe this is the way to get it out there. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay, this is another way to get it happening.
It also helps when, you know, someone is looking and they're a little bit uncertain about a person. Mm. They can actually share it to their friends and
right.
get an opinion.
So what do you think about this person? Very good. All right, Steve, thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the site and the growth globally. And yeah. realestatetube.com is the website if people are looking for a share home or a housemate. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Many thanks, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye.